This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This was one of those Rose Garden presidential announcement kinds of days in Washington, D.C. President Obama made official the news that broke last night, as I said a minute ago. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is out. Budget Chief Sylvia Matthews-Burwell is in, although there is still that small matter of a Senate confirmation to handle. At the moment, Burwell is the director of the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB in the Washington parlance, which is one of the wonkier agencies in a very wonky town. It is also, though, something of a proving ground. Heads of the OMB not infrequently go on to become White House chiefs of staff and cabinet secretaries. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
The director of the Office of Management and Budget oversees about 500 employees, most of whom are career civil servants. It was Alice Rivlin's job back when Bill Clinton was president.
It isn't such a big agency, but the subject matter covers everything that the government does.
And if you can run the OMB, she says, you can run anything. The head of the agency works with the president, drafting his budget and reviewing regulations. And there are countless meetings, Rivlin says, with lawmakers and with other cabinet members.
What you do all day is move from one issue to another.
You know, the first hour of the day will be health care reform. The next hour will be clean energy. The next hour will be international taxation.
Jeff Liebman's a public policy professor at Harvard, but he used to be the acting deputy director of OMB. He says it's a training ground for other jobs in government. Leon Panetta went on to become the head of the CIA, then Secretary of Defense. Mitch Daniels became the governor of Indiana, then the president of Purdue. Joshua Bolton ran OMB for President George W. Bush.
It's both a grinding and a fascinating job.
And after a few years doing that, Bolton got a promotion. He became the president's chief of staff, a move that several OMB directors have made.
It's the opportunity to interact on so many issues at a senior level that I think puts former budget directors in a good position for other jobs.
That and experience as a manager. Jim Capretta was an associate director of OMB.
You're trying to get a whole bunch of people marching in the same direction.
If Sylvia Matthews-Burwell's confirmed as Secretary of Health and Human Services, she'd have to do the same thing, but she'd oversee about 150 times as many people. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.